This is LasVegasGolf.com on the air. In this edition, the Sienna Golf Club and Auroral at Red Rock and TPC Las Vegas. Golf in the desert, golf in the canyons, even a little $10,000 gamble. All this in this edition of LasVegasGolf.com on the air. I'm Dave Burke. Las Vegas has always been rated as one of the best golf cities in America, and here are two reasons, Sienna Golf Club and Auroral at Red Rock.
I'm Troy Anderson. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing for Sienna Golf Club and Auroral Golf Club at Red Rock Country Club.
A little bit on two great courses, and stay with us for a chance for that $10,000 gamble on a beautiful par three. I always get confused. I always think that these wonderful golf courses, like the two of yours, are so far away from everything, but they're really not, are they?
No, definitely not. Actually, we're located in the West Summerlin Hills, which is about 10 miles from the central location of the Strip.
So we've got two golf courses run by the same company.
Yes.
So let's talk about them both a little bit. Sienna.
Yes, definitely.
All right, what's Sienna all about?
Sienna is designed by Schmidt Curley out of Arizona, and it's more of your target desert golf course. It is forgiving for players of all abilities, but at the same time, for those of you, it kind of that are you know, risk and reward players, it does tempt you to go for things which you probably shouldn't do. We have about 97 sand traps out here on Sienna Golf Club. A lot of them surrounding our greens that are like deep well sand traps, which are very challenging to get out of at some points, and if you're in my case, then very challenging to get out of.
You haven't lost anybody in those, have you?
Not yet, okay. Not yet, but we still haven't found Gotti, so we're looking, or is it Hoffa that we're supposed to look for?
Either one.
Exactly. Yeah. So Sienna, it's a Tuscan-themed design by, again, Schmidt Curley Design. Same people who do Bally High, which is located right on this trip, but it's okay. Right up against the mountains. Instead.
What does Tuscan design mean?
It's kind of got that like flavor of Italy. We have a man-made lake which is about a quarter mile long, and it stretches from the 18th green all the way down and goes alongside hole number one. And it has rosemary and spice bushes out here, so that when the wind kind of picks up a little bit or the breeze picks up, you can actually smell these herbs in the air, and it's really nice.
Oh, that's great. It's like desert flowers.
Basically, yes, yeah. Exactly like that.
That's awesome. So down the road, how many miles is Auroral?
We're looking to go about north up on the 215. It's a real easy trip from Sienna to the Auroral Golf Club. You're looking at about 2.5 miles, 2.5 to 3 miles. Auroral Golf Club is an Arnold Palmer signature course that shares its facilities with Red Rock Country Club, another Arnold Palmer signature course.
Okay.
It does differentiate itself that the Auroral is public and the Red Rock Country Club is obviously private.
Right. So tell me about the Auroral. What do we expect from that as far as a kind of golf course?
Again, it's going to be more of your desert course where you see the desert landscape type, but at the same time, this is more like a mountain desert course. Sienna is at the base of the Spring Mountains here on the west side in Las Vegas, and okay. Auroral is actually located inside or on top of or within the mountain of a Red Rock Canyon. The last three holes on the Auroral kind of end in a ravine, and you kind of make your way up through the ravine back up to the clubhouse.
So, oh, that's neat. So tell me about what that's like.
Auroral is a high choice for a lot of our golfers that come out here who do enjoy a great view and being surrounded by the beauty of the mountains and the Red Rock Canyon Resort. Red Rock Canyon is one of Las Vegas' most revered natural landmarks, and we happen to be fortunate enough to be located right next to that. So you get the views of the Red Rocks and everything from our golf course.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, green fees, availability, those kinds of things. Good time to come out?
Yeah, great times to come out. Obviously, Vegas is known for having sunny days, 360 days a year, and maybe four days of rain. So there's always a good time to come out and play. The best times of the year, obviously, October, April, March. You're looking at green fees being around $159 on weekdays, that's Monday through Thursdays. Green fees being $189 on weekends, and that's Friday through Sunday, and that's during our peak season.
That's for either golf course?
Yeah, that's the exact same for both golf courses.
You know, in Vegas terms, relativity, that's pretty reasonable for Vegas.
Oh, definitely. We give you a quality course such as your Rio Secos and your other courses out there, but at the same time, we give you the affordability to come out and play us. And we offer two-day packages, which even lower your rates that much more.
Oh, yeah, one more thing.
Another thing that we do here that nobody else does in Las Vegas is that we have a hole-in-one feature for the single player and also for the group of 144 that can get involved and it's called the Charitee Hole in One System, and it allows people to come out here and shoot for the pin for $10,000 or a 1-year lease on a BMW.
Well, so, that's awesome.
Yeah, we like to. A portion of it, it's called the Charitee Hole in One System, so a portion of the proceeds do go to our charity, which is the Children's Miracle Network of Southern Nevada. And we kind of bill it as it costs less than a hand of blackjack, and then you can win a heck of a lot more at it. Definitely adds some value to the round.
Yeah, well, yeah, certainly. Certainly if you win.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Now to TPC Las Vegas, just 20 minutes from the Strip. Here's Marketing Director Brad Church. Most golfers know about what the TPC courses are like, but what can you tell me specifically about Las Vegas?
Well, first, I would like to say is that we may be known to some of your listeners as TPC The Canyons. We just changed our name to TPC Las Vegas this past December in an effort to rebrand and kind of bring people to understand where we're located and
sure.
throughout the nation.
Yeah.
But as far as our specific club, one of the things that's very unique about our club is the way that it's drawn out, especially on the back nine, involving the canyons and arroyos on the property, which makes it quite unique, and some of the views from our tee boxes and force carries really challenge our players.
Tell us a little bit about, can you be specific about what it may look like?
Well, for example, we have a tee shot on the 13th hole, which is a par 4. We have one tee box that's directly behind the 12th green, where you are looking directly across a cavern to a fairway that sits opposite of you with bunkers ahead and the canyon running all down the right side. So it really challenges you, because the more you cut off on the canyon, the easier your second shot will be. But, of course, the more you try to cut off, the more challenging your tee shot becomes.
Yeah, exactly. That's the fun golf part of it. It sounds like a beautiful hole, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, once you do get across the canyon and you feel good about yourself and you're in the middle of the fairway, that canyon's still there for shot number two with a bunker short left and a bunker right and a double-tiered green. So it's all you're ever going to want.
Well, I was going to say, once you feel good about yourself, you know you're going to chunk the next shot. So.
Well, I don't know about that, but at least you're ready for the next challenge, that's for sure.
All right. So the golf course obviously has some beauty about it. Mm-hmm. What about the facilities itself? What can you expect that might be something different than what some other Vegas courses might be offering?
Well, I think the first thing that we pride ourselves on is our customer service. Our staff members understand that the customer is very important to us, and they'll be greeted at the backdrop by our outside services staff, and who will direct them into our facility and make sure that they're well taken care of from start to finish. We do have lockers available for our guests if they need to store anything while they're playing. We have excellent practice facilities. A few of our tour players that call us home that practice out here. We have Dean Wilson and Bob May, Charlie Hoffman and Alex Chayka. They spend the majority of their time while they're in town practicing out here because of how well our practice facilities are kept up.
So it might not be unusual for a customer to see one of those guys on the range.
Absolutely,
yeah.
We do. It is our practice area. It does have a double tee. The back tee is typically where they will see those gentlemen back there practicing. But that back tee is about 15 steps from our number two tee box. Mm. So they can actually watch these guys hit bunker shots, roll some putts, work on their long game from the back tee area. And you know, the thing about our tour players is they're very comfortable here. You'll see them in our grill having lunch. You'll see them talking with our staff members because they know that this is their home and then we're going to take good care of them.
Oh, that's great. That's a nice little stargazing kind of thing for people to do.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So tell me about the sort of availability of tee times, packages.
Well, right now, guests can make reservations up to 180 days in advance.
Great.
We do have a department that is specific to groups and outings. Nicole Tassone is our outings director, and she'd be more than happy to book any groups of 12 players or more. We'd love to have as many of those as we can.
Yeah.
We also have some local programs that we put on throughout the year for our Nevada residents. We typically have those reservation windows booked in 48 hours in advance, and the programs vary throughout the year. We also have what's called a Privileged Player Program, which is an annual fee membership to our club for our locals. which is a great program. It's a tiered program for individuals, starting at $6,000 for the first year, $5,000 for the second year, and $4,000 for the third. And that allows you to come out and play our golf course for a cart fee each time that you play.
That's great, yeah.
For our resort guests, we're looking at $235 Monday through Thursday and $285 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we also have a optional caddy program out here, which
okay.
is great.
Yeah.
The caddies are supplied by Caddy Master, and they do a phenomenal job. Not only are they going to reach putts, rake your bunkers, and do all those fun things, but they can tell you a little bit about the history of our club and how it came to be and some of the events that have come through here.
Sure.
And that's for an additional $25 fee on top of your green fee, and then of course gratuity is optional for our players. But it's a nice program that kind of will enhance your round while you're out here.
Yeah, and if you've never played with a caddy before, you owe it to yourself. It is really the best way to play the game.
I believe it is. One of the things that it'll do is it'll help you relax on some of those intimidating tee shots that I was talking about earlier. The caddy can tell you, let you know where the grass really is, because some of the fairway you can't see on a couple of our tee balls, and they're going to point you in the right direction and really help you get around the golf course and enjoy yourself.
That's it for this edition of LasVegasGolf.com on the air. I'm Dave Berger. And listen for more golf course news from one of America's best golf cities. This is LasVegasGolf.com on the air.